But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the Cowboys' disappointing 1-4 start is the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, Jerry.
Not too much good about it, is there?
Well, no, it's rough around these parts.
Look, I know, but we are 1-4, and for that I'm sorry, Cowboy fans. But I do promise you this, and I swear to you on my life, that it's all Wade's fault.
Okay.
And I thought I'd go ahead and bring on my fall guy, my head coach, Wade Phillips. Wade, are you there?
Morning, Jerry.
Wade, I'm so disgusted, I don't even want to hear your voice.
Hi, Coach, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Craig. Well, you know, Jerry, it's really not that bad. In fact, you gonna give me a raise, Jerry?
Why would I give you a raise, you idiot?
Well, because last year we lost to the Vikings by 30. Yesterday we only lost by 3. Jerry, I think we're getting better.
Oh, my God. How is it that you can just spin everything?
Well, I have to admit, I was a little distracted yesterday, Jerry, because over the weekend I thought I'd do some research, you know, really do some research on how we're going to win this football game yesterday. I started doing some research on the internet. You ever been on the internet before, Jerry?
Yeah.
Of course I have.
Well, I got on the Valley Range internet, and I thought I'd look up something about Brett Favre.
That's Favre.
Favre. And so I goggled it.
No, it's giggled. No, it's not goggled it. That's not a search engine. It's giggled it.
Oh. Okay, well, I giggled it. And Jerry?
Guys, it's Google.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I googled it, and I found pictures of Brett Favre, Jerry, showing his private parts, and they said in the story that he sent it over the phone. Jerry, how does that work where you send a picture of your cat along with that talking piece?
No, it's a cell phone. It's a cell phone picture he sent of his tinkle maker.
What's a cell phone?
Yes.
Anyway, Jerry.
It's modern technology, Coach.
Well, I looked you up on modern technology, but I did go to that Mall of America yesterday, Jerry, before the game, and I saw about being late because I got hung up in that Mall of America. Man, that is a big mall, Jerry. When I got my cotton candy, I couldn't figure out where I was, Jerry. But luckily, I left a trail of pretzels to lead me back to the Metrodome.
Well, I guess that's pretty smart of you to leave that trail of pretzel crumbs.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose. But anyway, Jerry, when I was at that Mall of America, they had a plaque that said, "This is where Drew Pearson of the Cowboys caught a touchdown pass in 1975 to beat the Vikings." Jerry, how'd they play a football game in a mall?
Well, they didn't play it in a mall. That was just the side of the old stadium.
Yeah, they tore down that stadium, Coach, and they built the mall.
Oh. Well, I just figured they'd play in the mall or something. Hey, Jerry, can we get some exterminators out here at Valley Ranch?
Why's that?
I looked up under my desk on Friday, and I had a nest of rattlesnakes under there, Jerry.
Just don't worry about that.
And then I tried to put on my coaching hat yesterday at the game, and 5 scorpions fell out.
Yeah, just ignore those things. Just live with them. Hey, listen,
plus, I think you can tell by our play yesterday we got the rats in this locker room, Jerry.
Well, that sounds funny. Hey, listen, you're enjoying the... I wanted to ask you, you want the work the NFL's doing for raising awareness for breast cancer?
Yeah, Jerry, I am enjoying that. I got to wear a pink ribbon, and yesterday I wore me a pink sweatband. What are you going to give me that's pink this week, Jerry?
A pink sweat.
Jerry? I can't fit into a slip. I tried my wife's slip and tore it all to pieces.
No, no, I'm talking about a different kind of slip of paint. This is the kind where you have to talk to the lady in human resources.
Yeah, you made me go see human resources when I wore that pink slip to work last week. Don't you remember that, Jerry?
Listen, wait. I sincerely and honestly want you to enjoy your final 11 games as a head coach in the NFL.
That's
really
right. You've got 11 games left.
I really mean that. I want you to enjoy it from your hospital bed.
Oh, jeez.
What's that?
Wait. Listen to me. Listen to me, Coach.
agree, Jerry. I think this is the Rangers' year. It's time. They're going to win the World Series.
No, listen. It's time for a ball-peen hammer to travel through your cranium at a decisive rate of speed.
Well, Jerry, that doesn't sound like fun.
Meet me in my office in 5 minutes, wait.
Wow.
I'll tell you.
All right, then, Jerry. See you later. Bye, Craig.
Okay, see you, Coach. Maybe. That's big news. A summit meeting at the ranch in 5 minutes. We'll keep you up to date here on the Ticketist, what happens there. It's 8:50.